my God. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, pianist, for picking that up greatly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. You are good. We thank you for your love towards us, your mercies, Lord. We thank you for all you are to us. This morning, we pray that you bless your word. Let your name be lifted up in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This morning, our message, the overcomer's way. Amen. Who is an overcomer here? Are you an overcomer? Shout hallelujah. We have overcome already because the Lord God overcame for us. Amen. By the blood of Jesus Christ and by the word of our testimonies, we are overcomers. Amen. Open for me Revelation chapter 3 verse 12. Revelation chapter 3 verse 12. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And read with me, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Amen. Who is an overcomer here? Shout hallelujah again. Amen. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Greek word for overcomers is in the Bible is called Nike. I don't know how many of you are, you know, spotting that nice tennis shoe they call Nike. No, Nike. The meaning for the word is overcomer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm pretty sure they put it there so that when you wear it, you feel like you can fly like Jordan. Don't try it. All right? Overcoming and overcomers. For you to be an overcomer, you have to go through the process of overcoming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But by virtue of what Christ has done, we are already overcomers. Amen? And we are going through the process of overcoming. And the Lord God, who has called you, called me, we see us through in Jesus' name. The enemy will not derail you. The enemy will not derail any of us. Our children will not be derailed from overcoming. We are overcomers in Jesus' mighty name. No matter what is going on in their life at this point or in your life at this point, tell yourself that word, Nike, Greek word, overcomer, is applied to me because of what? Jesus Christ lives in me. John, the apostle, started to speak to the brethren, to the people, to the church ages. The church ages we are talking about is the churches that was located in Asia Minor in the medieval times. Currently, the name of the country is called Turkey. There were seven churches that was located in this area. The church of Ephesus, the Church of Pergamos, Sardis, the Church of Thyatira, and then we go to Laodicea is the last one. We have Philly, and then we have Laodicea. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. No, the third one is Sima. The fourth one is Thyatira, and then Sardis, and then Philly, Philadelphia, and then we have Laodicea. Laodicea is the seventh church age. Amen. And in this church age, they are prophetically living, acting out What will happen from that time to our age, to our time? Laodicea Church Age, prophetic Bible students believe that we are in the last church age. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will call out their attributes. He will call out some of the characteristics they have. He will call out what they have going for them and certain things they need to correct. But one important thing that he has for each and every one of them is that let no man take your crown. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let no man, let no situation, let no circumstances, let nothing take your crown. The crown that Jesus Christ has given to us by virtue of his death on the cross and had made each and every one of us by his grace, sons and daughters of God. Amen. He said, let no man take that crown. This was at a time that they were going through the church of Ephesus, that's the first church age, was going through terrible persecution. Persecution that was written in the Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 36 to 38. We don't have to open it. They said they were, and others had trials of cruel mockings and scourges. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. 37. They were stoned to death. They were sown asunder. They were put inside hollow pipes, hollow wooden pipe, trees. And you saw, they came up with every kind of demonic imagination. And this was being carried out on children of God, daughters of God, sons of God. Every one of them thrown into the lion pit. Lions were eating up them like food. In fact, they were food for wild beasts. They were tied up and burned alive. Some were buried alive, dispossessed of everything they have, thrown into the wilderness, into the desert, into the nowhere, no man's land, to die of starvation. But you know what? He concluded that the world is not worthy of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are the people that are being written to at this point in time. I say, let no man take your crown. It's a sober message. Hold on. Don't give up. Keep fighting. Because I, John, have seen the glory. I have seen what we have believed. There is something coming that is worth more than this life. There is something coming that worth more than anything you can even remotely imagine that we have in this veil of sorrow called earth. Christ Jesus is real. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, hold fast that no man, no woman, no person, no situation, either a husband or a wife, either money or whatever, let nothing take your crown. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have seen kings of the earth. They put on this thin coated, gold coated thing on their head and they think they are God. And they start to behave like one. And suddenly, like the one that become warm in public, the Herod. And suddenly, something may happen to cut off their head and they, if they refuse to take out the crown, they cut off their head with the crown with it. But here, there is an everlasting crown that Jesus Christ has for me and you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is more than everlasting. It's an eternal crown. That once we cross over the border, if we hold and maintain, if we continue to fight, if we do not break rank or surrender, when we get there, that crown shall be an everlasting, eternal crown. Blessed be the name of the Lord. During the civil rights, there's this the civil rights in the 60s and stuff. There was persecution, not necessarily because of the name of Christ, but because some people have this idea that because of the skin or the color of your skin, you are inferior to them. You cannot stand up. You cannot talk. You are not a human being as far as they're concerned. So this persecution raged. People were being beaten, being treated like animals, until one man stood up, Martin Luther the King. He said that this should not continue, that we all have this right under the Constitution. I remember some of the marches he made, and they were moving around and confessing their faith, confessing what they believe is to come. Some of these people do not know Christ, but they were looking into just freedom, liberty in this on this earth, and for that, some of them were willing to give their life. For that, some of them were willing to surrender all. And they used to go on and sing, "We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome this day. Down in my heart, shall overcome someday." At times I put this day. They were confessing what they believe. At that point in time, it looks like as an impossible situation. But because of their stand, today a lot has changed in the United States of America and all around the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have charters granting us measures of civil liberty, freedom. The same thing with the kingdom of heaven. For you to be an overcomer, you have to hold on and fight this battle to the end. And I want you to know that our life, we have situations, circumstances, problems, obstacles that tend to make sure as if we will never overcome. It gets so bad at times that discouragement sets in. And we are humans. We are mortal. And when this thing comes at times, it may become overwhelming. And I look at the scriptures, I also saw that there are many cases like that where the mountain becomes so big. The opposition seems so hard that it looks like immovable. I don't know the frame of mind where David was. David was a king, a prophet, and a priest, anointed. But there was a time he said, "Where shall my salvation, where shall my help come from? Where will this help? That I, a king, I, a prophet, I, a priest, when will it come from?" And I'm sure that me and you might find ourselves in the same situation at times, that you scratch your head. You've looked for every option, every solution, every help, and you start to wonder, where will my help come from? He quickly reminded himself, he said, "My help cometh from the Lord." Because he made heaven and he made the earth. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? And the same God is your help. He is your habitation. He is your salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Believe it in Jesus' name. Confess it in Jesus' name. That when this thing seems to be overwhelming, there is one source, one avenue that we know that will never fail. For the rock of Israel, our help and shield, he neither sleeps nor slumber. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There are certain things you have to know as an overcomer to become in the process of overcoming. You have to understand that there must It is mandatory that life, the process of life, we have challenges. The overcomer must know that there is an embedded opposition. It didn't start from you, it will not end on you. These oppositions are engineered to throw every dart to make sure that you do not overcome. I don't want our hearts to be afraid of this. I don't want you to be afraid that because God knows about it, because God allows it, because God says that when the enemy will even come like a flood, my spirit will stand in the gap and raise a what? A standard. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He knows that these things will be. Let us quickly look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians 6, 12. God already established it, allowed it, and he has a way out in every situation. Because we do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. Emmanuel is not your problem. Antonia is not the issue. There is a spiritual battle ordained to be an opposition for the overcomers. So your battle is not necessarily against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. Against powers. Against rulers of the darkness of this world. And against wickedness in high places. Wow. That can make anybody tremble. Lord, is that what you have lined up against me in this journey? Principalities, what are those? Powers, what are those? They sound what they are. Demonic, fearful. But our heart is on the Lord. Rulers. Not even the peons, not the down one. I say they are rulers of the darkness of this world against wickedness in high places. But we are battle against them. We are fight against them. It's not by you. Your victory is already assured through Christ Jesus. We have to learn to ride on the back, on the shoulder of our Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They call it piggyback or something like that. We have to learn that he who stood on the gap for us, he once went into their den and silenced them, and they started to say, "Who is this? Who are you to come and disturb us in place? Who are you to come and set the captives free?" He said, "I am the Lord of hosts, the Lord mighty in battle." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who are you? These mountains. In Isaiah 54, verse 15 to 17. Isaiah 54, 15 to 17. That for you to know that God knows these things is bound to happen. Opposition from the rulers of darkness of this world, from principalities and powers, using their peons, your neighbor, using their peons, your one-time friends, using their agents, that boss, place of work, using just about whoever they can lay hold on to oppose you. He said, "Behold, they shall surely gather together." And what does that tell you? God knows that they are bound to be there. They will come up from the grasses, from the leaves, from the dung, or wherever they find the caves where they are hiding. They shall gather together. But what? But not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for what? For your sake, they will take a tumble. They will be on the ground. They will kiss the ground before you in Jesus' mighty name. Go to 17. Let's hurry it up. Then he wants to assure you that their weapons, whether they are carnal or spiritual, whatever it may be, say, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. There's no prosperity in any weapon against you. It is dead on arrival. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you do what? You shall condemn. Before you start to say, whoa, I'm not worthy of it. Whoa, I cannot make it. Whoa, I don't think this applies to me. You say, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, say the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, blessed be the name of the Lord. That my battle against these spiritual forces is not because of what I can do. It's not because of my amount of prayers. It's not because of my righteousness. It's not because of this, but because I am a heritage of the Lord of hosts. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And my righteousness, my qualification, that allows no weapon formed against me to prosper. That every tongue, any tongue, whatever tongue, whether they are black or white or green or yellow from evil, whatever where they come from, they shall be condemned because of small me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. The overcomer must know that it's not by power, neither is it by might. Yeshua and Zerubbabel were two ordinary men like me and you. Yeshua is a high priest. Zerubbabel was governor of Judah. He was born in captivity. But the Bible didn't give us all the story. He was sent back by the king to Israel to be a governor. And Israel believe that their temple is the center of their being. So one of the things that he came to do was to build the temple of the Lord. He came with zeal to start building and gather the princes and the people of the kingdom to have that center. Their life is centered on this temple, their worship, their belief system. Then opposition came from the Assyrians and from Jews that are no Jews and stuff. And they mounted such opposition against them that for 17 whole years, they couldn't continue with the work of the Lord. And just like me and you, when it goes that long at times, when it goes that long at times, or even shorter time, you start to say, where will my help come from? Didn't the Lord send me for this job? Didn't the Lord plan this for me? You may start to have doubts. Yes, overcomers may at times feel weary and doubtful, but never you look vision. Overlook the facts. Don't lose the vision. Don't lose the fact that God, who has brought you forth, will see you through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. To show you the opposition. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. Zechariah, please. Chapter 3 verse 1. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this Joshua the high priest said, and he showed me, Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. There's an angel standing. Guess who is also standing by the side? Who? And Satan standing at his right hand, not even the left. To do what? to resist him. An angel is standing, and here is this evil one also standing. Couldn't even go to a lower side, went right on the right hand side, standing to resist the ship. I'm not going to read down, because at a point the Lord rebuked him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, the Lord God of hosts rebuke you, and he was rebuked. Let us look at Saint Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord to you this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remove Zerubbabel and put your name unto it. That's the God. Saying, it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Amen. Go on, 7. Verse 7, please. He said, who are you, O great mountain, before Emmanuel, before whoever put their name in this, you shall become a what? A plain. And he shall bring forth the hailstone with shouting, grace, grace unto it. It is by grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So your mountain, I have never seen a nation move any great mountain. I have never seen any kingdom with all their equipments and power and might and whatever level a mountain. At times, they dig a tunnel through it, a narrow one, just to bypass it. At times, they go around it. They may build over it. But have you seen anybody make a mountain a plain? Especially a big mountain. Oh, great mountain. Before me, you shall become a level ground. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because of what? I am a heritage of the Lord. Amen? Because he knows who holds you, who you are riding on his back. That is why God will bring mountains and opposition to nothing before you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to know who you have. You have to know who is behind you. There's also the part of the rewards. I've never seen anything like that. In fact, the Bible summarizes it, say that eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man. What God has in store for them that love him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah again. Hallelujah. He said, part of the reward, say, we will sit with Christ on his throne. Amen. We shall inherit all things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, he will be your God and you will be his son. Part of the reward, say, eat of that tree of life. There will be no second death applied to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even say the ones I don't know, that we will eat of that hidden manna. Give us power over nations. Clothe us in white raiment. Proclaim us to angels and to power in heaven and earth and any other place. Proclaim your name, that this is my son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what waits an overcomer. As a believer, we are, as I stated in the beginning, we are already overcomers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But there's bound to be challenges. That is the overcoming part. The two key points we brought together indicate that, or have shown us, that we have to realize that this thing is bound to happen. It is part of life, challenges. But the knowledge that this is engineered to pull you down And the knowledge that God is able to stand by you is what gives you strength to overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. There are seasons in life when things are normal. There are seasons in life when things is not what you want it to be. But God is the one that holds all seasons. Whether in that season you find yourself in the valley, or whether you find yourself in the mountain top, the same God will see you through in Jesus' precious name. At times we become afraid when we hear of these principalities and powers and stuff, and we tend to forget who is behind us. Let us look at the last scriptures for today. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. This is no more the Lamb of God. This is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, ready to fight on your behalf. He said his head and his hair were like what? Like wool. And white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. If you read down. And his feet like unto fine brass. And if they burn in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is who is carrying you. It is no more a lamb. The reason Christ is no more a lamb, he is a lion at this point, and he's ready to fight for you. Therefore, he says, any weapon that is fashioned against you shall not prosper. So why are we always afraid of these gimmicks and things? Got a call 2 days ago. After I've left, know that I traveled to Africa about 3 weeks ago or so. During the Christmas. Weeks ago, went to my town, got a call that some people gathered around my building or outside of it and was doing some invocation. Okay. So, to encourage the person who called, I remember the testimony. I haven't spoken to anybody about it. It's something I didn't, me and my family didn't know. But one day when I was home, early in the morning, I came out and sat opposite my property. My house is on this side, across the road to the other side. On the other side was where my mother's house used to be. It was not really a house. It was more like a goat house, if you want to call it that. Mud, tiny, really cracked up, every part of it cracked up, and just, you don't want to leave. I grew up always hoping to build my mother a goat house, but that was terrible. Rain, it pours down on us, everything. So I sat there early in the morning, looking at what God has done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. On the other side are three buildings within my compound. And I was looking at the decoration because they did a lot of renovations and stuff, even build another one before I came. And I was looking at it and giving thanks to God. Because the Bible said that he is the one that picks the poor from the dunghill and make him to sit even among princes of the earth. My cousin, Evaristus, left to come and join me. And one man who lives in that compound when we are not there to take care of the place with his family, he came out and joined me where I was sitting. And when we were just sitting, actually I wanted to just be alone, but you cannot tell them to go. Because I was there thanking God, remembering of the yesteryears, of the things that happened, of what God has done, the path that God has taken me to brought me thus far. So they came and sat by my side. And one man walked down, terrible looking person, walked down, crossed, went down. After some time, he came up again. As he was coming up, the unction, the Holy Spirit told me to talk to him. And I called him, he came. And I started to talk to him about Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he was very attentive for about 10 minutes, listening. I was impressed. He was listening. So after speaking to him, I say, if you want, we can lead you to Christ. This is not magic, anything. It's just a question of you confessing and believing. And he agreed. And we start praying prayers of salvation and deliverance. My cousin, who is a Christian, joined in it. Few minutes into the prayer, the man was standing before me here. I didn't touch him. I think I went to the left, and suddenly he was lifted off the ground. I mean lifted up. And hit on the ground. Level. But I was shocked. I wasn't expecting that. And then I saw him try to stand up, and before me, it looks like a hand was holding him down, right in front of me. I said to him, you better stay there while I continue praying. We prayed. After praying, he stood up and left. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I really didn't know what happened until later on after I came back. I asked them, who is this person? They said that he is the head of some gang and some cult, that people are terrified of him in the village. I noticed that when I started calling to speak to him, everybody, some people were so quiet, and everybody was like, what in the, will you talk to this man? But nobody said anything. But they were quiet until after praying, then my cousin joined me in prayer. So this man was the head, a head honcho, a warrior, a big man in his own world. He controls the gang. He does the culty stuff and whatever. And just before me, to the glory of God, the Holy Spirit lifted him and floored him in Jesus' mighty name. I said, is that the man that I had the story about? I said, yes. You didn't know? I said, I didn't know. That's him? Yeah. The one you guys are scared of? Yes. I heard about him before I came home. I traveled. Is that him? They say yes. He had, by my understanding, he had at a point when I was preaching for him, praying for him, reached out to the pot, a source he thought he has. He reached out to something he thought that is power to try to see who is this, what is this. My Jesus was right on the guard. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I said, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We serve a living God. Not by power. It's not by might. But by my spirit, says the Lord. I got a visit from the security people in the village after. I said, wow, my destiny is moving up. You know, my station in life is just climbing here. After that, I was called to be a chairman of a very important occasion. I'm sure they have some other chairman they have already arranged because this was planned before I came. But no, they booted the person out to put me in that position. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I keep moving up. God delegations come from different listings. You know, in the village or town, things get around pretty fast. The point I want to bring to us that we need not be afraid of these principalities and powers. They are there for a purpose. But know that you are in the hands of the Most High God. Let's stand on our feet. Know that he who is keeping you is the Lord of hosts. Some people come and say, my career or my destiny is being crushed or being held. Remember going to that event where I was chairman with my family, who all of them, quite a lot of large family, many of them obnoxious to say the least. They'll come and go, and I noticed the joy, at times the pride some of them have. And I try to redirect them to know that what we have, what I have, is not because of me. It is because of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And many of them are in the environment, they are very fearful of these things. And I believe God does some of these things for their own sake, so that others can see that we serve a true and a living God. And I'm speaking to some of us who are here this morning. Lose your fear of these things. You are God's heritage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lose your fear of people or tradition saying to you that because of what your fathers or great grandfathers and aunties, you are in certain bondage. The major problem many of us have is fear. It keeps us in bondage. There is nothing a man, a woman, anybody, demon, principalities, powers, whatever they are called in heaven or earth, can do to you without God's knowledge. And if God have decided to fight for you, you are a conqueror. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are an overcomer. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us shout hallelujah to the Lord. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you are God indeed. You are our help. You are our shield. And you are our habitation, Lord. Indeed, you are our salvation. Thank you, Father. I ask that your mercy remain upon us in the name of Jesus. Amen. That when we look at these mountains at times that come upon us, let it be like what was said. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you are nothing. You are a plain. And it is not because of our might or our power, but because of the Spirit of the Most High God. Father, is there anybody here this morning that has crushed in their hearts the spirit of fear because of these things, because of the knowledge of these things, because of exposure to all these things? Let them be released in Jesus' mighty name. For the testimonies in my life has borne witness to such that, Lord, they are nothing. And you are all things. That all the power in heaven and on earth. The book of Genesis said that who think that they are something, you are able to make them nothing. And that your dominion is over all. Lord, I pray that Father, your daughter, your sons, your children, who have not this knowledge, come to this knowledge, and let them be loose from fear in Jesus' mighty name. And if by fear any of them has been held bondage, holding things in their life, holding things that should go forward, not to move forward, because fear has allowed the enemy to take a foothold. It is in the name of Jesus that I ask as such be loosed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I was born in a den of such. But your hand upon my life was such, Lord, that they could not hold me back, because the Lord God is my Lord and Savior. I apply same to everyone among us here who think, believe, or in fact know that such thing is an oppressive spirit upon their life. Be loosed in Jesus' mighty name. For the Lord God is God. And he rules all over the whole earth. His dominion and kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And none can say to him, what doest thou? Receive all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together.